Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a Fab Friday, and it's time to go in the trenches with Wes Bryant. What's up, Wes?
What's going on, Melly? And, hey, we're 1 week away from the big game. But, hey, still some football this weekend for all the football junkies out there like myself. Now, it's one of those games, the Pro Bowl I'm talking about, one of those games where fans say, I don't watch it. The guys don't play hard. But then you see the TV ratings, and they're through the roof, and people like to watch it because, hey, it's football, and you'll take all you can get before it's all over. But anyway, Pro Bowl Sunday night on NBC. A bit of local flavor as 7 Panthers are in this game, and this is a unprecedented Pro Bowl matchup as it is unconference. Now, normally you have players from the NFC and the AFC, and they will fight to gain respect amongst their respective conferences. But this year, they scrapped all that to gain more interest. Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice were bought into the mix to be the captains of each team, and they chose players in a fantasy football format. As I said, 7 Panthers in this game. You got offensive tackle Jordan Gross. Then you got quarterback Cam Newton, fullback Mike Tolbert, center Mike Ryan Khalil, middle linebacker Luke Kuechly, defensive end Greg Hardy, and long snapper J.J. Jansen. And Panthers coach Ron Rivera and his staff are also in Hawaii as well to coach the team led by Jerry Rice. As I said, this is an unprecedented Pro Bowl matchup this year. Now, some of the Panthers were voted in by the fans and the coaches, while some others made it by way of injured stars who will bow out of this year's festivities. So you had a lot of guys beat up, don't want to play in the game, which has also been another knock on it. But, hey, nonetheless, there will be football to watch, and you got to get it in, as this is the next-to-last game before we play the big one next Sunday, and that'll be a wrap for NFL football. The Bobcats on their winning ways over there at the Cable Box, winners of 3 of their last 4 this week, taking out the Toronto Raptors and the Los Angeles Clippers. Even though Chris Paul, former Wake Forest star, didn't play in that one, they will look to continue their hot streak as they will go to New York tonight to take on the struggling Knicks, or maybe a winnable game for the Bobcats there. And then coming back home on Saturday to take on the Bulls, which is another team it seems like the Bobcats play every week. They seem like they play Chicago all of the time. And they are getting it done without injured point guard Kemba Walker, who's also their leading scorer. So the Bobcats getting some things done over there. And hopefully they will continue their winning ways this weekend, Melanie. And, hey, closing things out, you're also looking for more things to watch this weekend. You got plenty of college basketball action among some of the weekend's headliners. You got Duke playing Florida State. You got Carolina taking on Clemson. So lots of good area college basketball going on, Melanie. And this has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant. You can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live.
Awesome. Thanks, Wes. You have a great weekend. All right, we'll check in with you next week for Super Bowl week.
All right.
Have a great day.